You know it's a good debate when the news anchors start quoting the producer who's yelling at them in their ear. And it's a hot topic, too. Soup.
Ah.
What's your favorite kind of soup, Kyle?
It's my favorite kind of soup. Mm. I'm a New England clam kind of guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it'll be prime for that tomorrow. We are officially issuing a soup weather alert.
Bianchi, our producer Mallory says that my choice of New England clam chowder as my favorite soup is, quote, psychotic.
What? What?
It's a quality American
soup.
Yeah, that,
I grew up in New England, so okay. I'm biased. I'm going to take myself out of this one. I'm going to recuse myself from this one, but you know what? That's a good soup.
Mallory, why don't you do some live TV? Why don't you show me in my ear right now what your favorite soup is? Come on. She said chili. Chili's not a soup. It's not a soup. The woman named something that's not a soup.
Okay, that was my pick too, but...
Wait, chili's not a soup. Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll discuss this later. They tell me we need to move on and do the news.
Yeah,
Chris,
do.
Thank you. Let's break this down. You got your soups and you got your stews.
So they are really doing it later. Okay. Full on whiteboard demonstration here.
Okay, yeah, we've had this discussion.
We have soup and stew is the opposite of soup. Never forget.
Yeah, we've learned that. We've learned that, yes.
Which include chili, which our producer Mallory incorrectly says is a soup. Your soups have got roughly a 70 to 30 water to stuff in the water ratio. It's reversed with your stews and your chili. 30% liquid base, 70% stuff in the base. Sadly, Leanne, Joanne, and Doug all incorrectly agree with Mallory. Ann, Julie, John, Nancy, Erica, Jean, Christine are with me. Kristen says neither chowder or chili is a soup. And Ray says, regardless of which it is, you really know how to stir the pot.
Oh.
That'll be the final word from Ray.
Oh,
see you next time.
Wrong.
Great puns.
I agree with the news anchor, though.
About
chili and stew.
I mean, if chili and stew are soup, so is macaroni and cheese if you put enough milk in it.
Right, exactly. Like, there's got to be a line of delineation at some point.
If your noodles are floating in macaroni and cheese, you are eating
it's so gross.
Eating it wrong. I did. Hey, those Polish folks who we were celebrating last week with Pulaski Days, they introduced me to dill soup. Just pickle, like creamy pickle soup.
Oh, that's terrible.
I ate it in a car wash. It was delicious.
That sounds like the kind of thing you would eat at a car wash.
That's exactly what I thought,
That
Holly.
Sounds like the thing you'd say to a therapist through a lot of tears. I was eating dill soup in a car wash, and I knew I had to make changes to my life.
It was great.
I would totally try pickle soup.
It was so good.
I thought that the idea of pickle pizza was insane until I had one, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I would totally try dill soup.
Yeah, I had like 30 pierogies.
What's in dill soup beyond dill?
Honestly, it was just like cream and pickles.
Yeah. Really? Like diced pickles?
Yeah, and maybe the Polish love their potatoes, so I think
probably
there were
some potatoes
in there. But it was so well balanced. It was nice and thick.
Mm. I think if you want to turn it into a stew, you add some dough meat.
Some dough meat?
Yeah. Yeah, because of hunting season.
Oh, I was like, dough meat?
Yeah.
I did not know. I was like I
bread
do-
meat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I do not know. I'm not a cook.
That's dildo soup. Come on. Nothing, Maitland? Thought I'd get you with that one.
What?
Who are you?
It's her Busey-esque reaction.
Surprise!